Hello, everyone. My name's Reed. I'm an addict. Last night and the night before, I looked over England, over London, to try to find a meeting that had gotten off the internet and couldn't find it. Tonight, it's got me nailed here, and it's okay. I'm glad to be here. When I share, I tell you guys how I got here, what it's like now, and you know, and the amazing part of my journey. I qualify as an addict. I was born to parents of alcoholism. I was treated very nicely, very well, until they took their first drink at 5 o'clock. After that, I was abused, and for this, I thought, that's why I'm fucked up. I found out that it's not their fault, that I have a disease called addiction, and it makes me feel less than no matter what. It took me until I was 53 years old to realize that I had the disease of addiction. Before that, I had to go through the liquid drug, the powder drug, the pharmaceuticals, and finally the one that made me geek, peek, and freak, and hide from everyone. I don't mention drugs by name because I don't give them any credence other than the fact that they just about killed me. Obviously, you guys know about drugs too because you're here too. Drugs, wow. They're just a symptom of a greater problem called Reed. Called me because I am the problem. I got in the way of anything that could be successful. We have a basic text that tells us many things, and one of the most important things I learned was I wasn't ready until I was beaten. And I was beaten. I was torn down to the point that I was homeless, jobless, penniless, friendless, and godless. That was a lot of lessons for me. And when in February of 2000, actually the 12th to be exact, by the grace of God, who was my higher power, I was arrested, taken to jail, and left there. I called my brothers and said, please come get me. My bail's $100. They said, we'll be right there. 2 weeks later, I was still there. Best thing that ever happened to me in my life, the very best. They apologize to this day for that, and I thank them, because I needed to take a look at this skinny, toothless, godless, all those lesses person to find out that I didn't have to live that way, that I went to a treatment center only after they gave me a choice. They said I could face the courts on my own or go to treatment. And you know, at 53, I did not know I needed treatment. I thought I would have to use every day the rest of my life. I went to a treatment center who taught me the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. And I remember looking at those first three steps thinking, oh, that's pretty easy. You know, I have a God. I'm scared of my God, but I'll do what they say. But when I got to that fourth and that fifth step, I said, no, I will not tell. There are some things I'm taking to my grave. They said I was sick as my secrets. And I thought, okay, I'll go out and... And I went to my counselor, and I said, I'm having problems writing down my fourth step. Well, he proceeded to tell me exactly what I had done. He had done the same things before he came into recovery, and I went, okay. So I told all my secrets, and I began to recover. The important thing to remember is that I didn't do it by myself, that y'all gave me a higher power. And through this higher power in Narcotics Anonymous, I began to grow. I got a sponsor. He said, work the steps or die, motherfucker. And he was right, because if I don't work steps, I will die. So I began working the steps, and I moved out of a treatment facility into a halfway house, and then to a three-quarter house. After 6 months clean, I was moved into a trailer. And I'm from a family that didn't live in trailers. These are prefabricated homes. And I thought I was better than that, but I had never lived like I was living at this time. I was living free from the use of drugs and beginning to understand who Reed was just a little bit. A year and a half clean, I bought my first home. Through my addiction, I was married and divorced. Through God's grace and mercy, no children, because I would not have had them at 53. I bought my own home. I started working all the steps. That sponsor relapsed, so I got another sponsor and started over again. And I was telling an addict before the meeting, I just finished my 12th sip with my second sponsor. And we both had tears in our eyes because the relief from understanding that I can keep it by giving it away. This is a program of giving and taking. I took and took and took. Now I can give. They say you can keep what you have only by giving it away. And so part of the giving is service work, which is doing what Roz is doing, which is chairing. And I've learned service is also just being at a meeting, being available to meet. Maybe a newcomer will see somebody or hear something, and maybe they could relate. That's what it's about in Narcotics Anonymous for me, is the newcomer, is the person first coming into a meeting and scared to death, not knowing what's going to happen, whether their name will be taken down and they'll go to jail, or the fact that they don't have to ever use again. That's the most important part of Narcotics Anonymous. For me, the first step says we admitted that we were powerless over our addictions, our lives had become unmanageable. What it doesn't say, but what I've understood today, is I never, ever can use again successfully. I know how to use. We all know how to use. Obviously, I don't know how to use successfully because I had to have a structured life. I was afraid I'd become an automaton, a robot. I don't care now because I'm happy, I'm joyous, and I'm free. To have a spiritual awakening day in and day out is a gift from God. To have a place to come to 4,000 miles away and feel at home is a gift from God. To look around and see you guys and know that you're my friends, even though you don't know me, is a gift from God. If you don't have a sponsor, I suggest that you get one. If you have a sponsor and you haven't talked to him or her lately, I don't so gently suggest that you go out and talk to them, share with them, let them know where you are. Now, with a few years clean time, it's easy to become complacent. That is a very dangerous part of my recovery. So I call my sponsor on a regular basis. I'll call him tonight. I have a calling card, and I'll call him tonight. And he'll probably be freaked out to hear that I spoke at a meeting in Great Britain. It's actually my first international speaking. And it's not about me, guys. It's about sharing the gifts, the hope, the love, and the acceptance that comes, the spiritual principles that we're taught in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm grateful. A grateful addict does not use what I've been told, so I'll remain grateful. I'll remain teachable. I'll try to stay as accepting as my ego will let me, and I will try to stay out of my own way. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you. Thank you.